Hello, this is Lisa Russick with the podcast We Are All Psychic. And yes, I still think we're all psychic. This is a video, short video podcast on Spotify. I wanted to talk to you about what if you want to go professional and do this for a living, whatever kind of psychic work, healing work, energy work. Well, I was going to give you some tips to how to get started doing that if you've never done it and never had a job, because most of those jobs say, if you look like the hotlines and stuff like that for, say, tarot readings or working with guides and mediumship and stuff like that, they'll usually say you have to have like proven experience. So how do you get that? It's kind of like trying to get a credit card. You can't get credit unless you have experience with credit. So you're kind of like, how do you get a job, any job, when you're 17 or whatever, and you're trying to get that first job? And they're not as hard on you about that. But if you're looking to work in the psychic field as an energy healer or as a tarot reader or as a divinator or any kind of services that are metaphysical and healing and unconventional right now, there are some things I would like to tell you about so you can be ready for it if you do. My first job was a phone line. Now, I told them I had professional experience, but I didn't. I just had a lot of experience. I'd done readings for lots of people, a lot of strangers, lots of people. I would go to shows, for example, and do readings. I did a lot of palm readings in bars to get drinks. And that's when I was younger. I'm not quite there anymore. And I learned a lot. So my first job was with a pretty big phone line. And what if you are to apply for one of these type of phone positions, and now a lot of them have chat and video, you would be asked if you had previous experience. They would ask you what all you work with, what tools you work with. Usually these forms are on their websites. They'll say want to be an advisor or something like that in the bottom, at the bottom of the website usually, or in the frequently asked questions on their website of like a platform like Everclear where I work now. So while you are filling out your application, say it's online, you'll also be asked about things like, what are your strengths in readings? What are your weaknesses? What do you prefer? Maybe they'll ask you that. What kind of clients do you prefer? I'm trying to think of what else the kind of questions they ask. Not too many, because what happens is if you are chosen, they will do an interview or two with you. And an interview is basically you giving a stranger a reading. They actually, these companies hire people to, you know, a few times a week. I don't know, some of them do it all day. They hire people to weed out or hire the psychic readers for their platforms or their phone lines. And for example, with the first one I got, I interviewed twice. The first time, and I didn't know it at the time, there's three rules pretty much to working platform rules. You can't break these rules. No pregnancy readings, no legal readings, and I think the other one's the lottery. So those are like against the law, according to a lot of these platforms, even though they're just for entertainment. They'll say on the website, every single website I've seen says just for entertainment. I haven't yet seen anyone be able to make a psychic platform where they don't have to say that. If you know of one, let me know. I'm curious. It'd be really cool if they did. When you get to the interview process or the sample reading or readings, what you can expect is usually the other person that you're doing the sample reading for is very nice, very sweet, usually women. Because as you'll find, if you end up working in this field, most of your clients are women, oddly. Men just don't seem to go to psychic readers as much. However, they do. They do. I've had a few male clients here and there, and I've had one forever, hoping he comes on the podcast. His name's Matt. I've been pushing on him for 2 years to be on this podcast. He's great. So in the interview, you would just, you know, I would advise however you work. What I do is I call in my guides. I ask my guides to help me. And actually for my interview, my sample readings with Everclear, my friend April sent Reiki to the situation. And you've heard our Reiki podcast. That's energy healing. Reiki is an intelligence, and it's a force. And she sent Reiki to the interview. And what was really interesting is when I picked up the phone for the first call, she called me, they call you. And I said, hello. And then I felt the Reiki flow, and the woman on the other end of the line must have felt it too, because she started giggling. And so luckily I landed that job, probably because of the Reiki. Maybe. So I have interviewed a few other places and been turned down. But that was earlier on after that first platform experience. Most of these platforms will ask you to have a minimum amount of hours that you log in. You don't make any money unless you do a reading. They'll give you a percentage of your per minute rate. And some of them will let you set your per minute rate. And some of them will set your per minute rate for you. Your per minute rate is how much you charge per minute. So if you charge $1.99 per minute, you would get whatever percentage that company gives you and offers you for that $1.99 a minute. Say they say 50% and say it's $2 a minute, because that's easier. So it'd be, you would get $1 and they would get $1, and they would do hopefully marketing with it and get you out there and get you more business. So that's kind of how it works. So when you go through the interview process, you might wait a day or two. It's usually really fast. There's very few of them that take a while. All of the ones I applied for, I was hired within a few days, that if I got hired after the sample reading, sometimes a day, I get that email, you're hired. And it's exciting. It's a great feeling. So what can you expect when you're actually working on one of these phone lines? Well, you'll have a lot. For me, the hardest thing to get used to, I remember the very first night I logged in to that one I first started working at. And I had a notebook. I thought I have to take notes on every client. I was planning out how to do it. I didn't know what I was doing on the phone. You know, I'd done readings on the phone for people, but I'd never done it for money like that. So I sat there just nervous as all get out, and the phone rang and I gave a terrible reading. Oh, it was terrible. But they stayed on the phone for like 10 minutes. And I think, you know, they had a promo or something going on and they just spent the promo. And then after that, I kind of calmed down a little bit, and every time still now it's been, I had that job. I think I got that gig in 2010 in the fall, or maybe 2011. I think it was 2010. And I still get nervous when I log in. I still will call my guides and ask angels and my cats, hey guys, come, let me pet you. Okay. I'm looking at Gandalf. He's all curled up nines down there. But, so yeah, so, you know, there's not everybody's like that. Not everybody gets nervous, but I always do because I want to do my best. So if you do decide to go professional and go for a platform, that's how it'll play out. Let's say you want to work in a shop. Well, you have to find a shop that's ethical and that you enjoy working with the people at. Now, some places will have you rent a room or rent a space, and some may give you, make you take a, they'll take a percentage of what you make. You usually set your own rates in a shop, and you would bring your own furniture in and stuff most of the time, in if they give you a room or something like that. And I've done that a couple times, worked in shops, and I just love it. It's, in-person readings are just so awesome. And when COVID happened, I quit doing them. Every once in a while, I might have someone over to my new place because it's just perfect for readings, and do an in-person reading with a very old local client or someone I know really well. And another thing you can do is start your own business. I mean, you are your own business. If you work on a platform, if you work in a shop, you're an independent contractor. So what that means is you file your taxes. You usually have to pay unless you have children or you are very smart and good at taxes. You can figure out some ways. So, another thing that's interesting is if you are a paid professional psychic reader of some sort, you can write off readings you get on your taxes, because that's study. So you can go get your $800 reading and write it off on your taxes. I haven't done that, though. What I do know is a thing, because I found out about that during my first job. And I never have done it, but this year I probably will maybe implement that, because I've kept a good ledger this year. So let's see. What other kind of jobs? Starting your own business. Starting your own, you against the world, or you with the world, you uniting the world. You know, you can make a website. If you want to make it professional, you probably want to get your own domain name. And your own domain name is like www.weareallpsychic.com, like that. That's our website. And you would want to, I'll do a lot of self-promoting. Now, TikTok, I hear, is the place to go to find jobs, find clients all over the world, find people anywhere if you can get enough, like if you can get them to find you. I'm not good at TikTok. And Instagram's another good way, and Facebook's another good way. Make a page or a group on Facebook. A lot of people make groups on Facebook and hire readers. And I've known some that have done that, and it Don't know if it's successful. I've never done it. I was in a group in Facebook doing readings with Sheila, who I've talked about a lot. She's been on the show, the angel lady and the rock lady. She loves crystals. She sells crystals on Facebook. And in her Facebook group, she gives free everything, free readings, free healings. And she hopes when she first started doing this, that's all she did. And then she loves crystals like I do, even more maybe. And so she starts selling crystals on her page, hoping that that would pay off the time she was spending giving the healings and stuff like that. And when I was in her group, she offered for me to post my jewelry. As you all know, I'm a jeweler. And I do have an Etsy shop. It's called Calypse. It's this is a little off topic. I'm a little self-promo here, but I have my jewelry. I'm stocking. I have probably about 40 or 50 rings still to take pictures of and jewelry in the shop, Etsy shop Calypse. And it's if you want to find that shop, you can go to the www.weareallpsychic page and click on the Etsy shop link. There's just a few links on that page. That's pretty much all the website is. So, and there's also my Kitty Quest tarot on my in my Etsy shop. This is a deck I created digitally with cats of my life. Let's see what they want to say to you right now, listeners and watchers. Six of Pentacles reversed. Oh my God, we're all gonna die. You don't want to know what that means. I'm just kidding. It's a good card. It's kind of a watch your money card, or you know, you might pay someone and you might not get your money back, or you might have to owe someone, you know, loans, stuff like that. I don't know why. Totally off topic. That is something to think about though when you do readings professionally. If you don't have another source of income, it can be really rough during the times of year when it's slow. For example, right now it's very slow. Usually between beginning of August and the middle of October, we don't get much work unless we have regulars who really like to get readings on a regular basis or they're working through something. But this time of year, most people are spending their money, I think anyway, on school supplies, stuff for their kids, or maybe some last minute vacations. So definitely prepare for that. A lot of people I know who I've watched join this business don't know what to do during that dead time. My advice would be get a second source of income like my jewelry, or I used to do writing and editing and I would do that for some extra money in the slow time, stuff like that. I think the most important thing you might want to ask yourself or find out before you commit to like take the leap, you know, quit the jobs you have or whatever and do that alone, make a business, whatever you're doing. I didn't talk much about that, but oh, there's a lot to that. But just remember, you're an independent contractor. If you do make your own business, you're a sole proprietor, independent contractor. If I think I got that right, of your business. And there maybe is when you work for someone else, you do the independent contracting and then you're a sole proprietor of your business otherwise. Now, some people make companies out of their name and that's another way to work with taxes. I don't know much about that. I want to. If anyone wants to let me know. And the main thing to me is finding out if you like it, if you can, because a lot of the times, you know, people call or get in touch and do a chat because they're really in love with someone and there's problems in the relationship. That's the most common, where they want to know if someone does care and they're just starting out. But you know, these conversations will usually lead deeper, hopefully for me, than just the relationship reading. I'm hoping we can get into the caller and who they are and what they're about and what would make them happy, what would really heal them other than this broken relationship or this relationship that's not working. For me, it's most important to hear that laugh somewhere in that phone call, hopefully, you know, feel them lighten up. And I do a little energy work when I give readings too. I try to pull out some negative energy from like the inside of your aura all the way up through the top. And I usually get into that. I get kind of called to do that by one of my guides or just a feeling near like an ending of a call or when they're especially stressed out. I'll just feel that and I can kind of just pull it out. Some of you might know what I'm talking about because you've done it in some other way, maybe, or something. If you've done Reiki, you might know what I'm talking about. So with your own business, you could do these like promoting on Facebook, for example, or Instagram. They have targeted advertising. If you've not looked into targeted advertising on Facebook, when you go to do your ads, it'll say audience. You can go into that menu and you can say United States, people who are into tarot, people who are into, you know, metaphysics, whatever they allow you to use as keywords. And that's a really great way to target your market much better. Because if you just send out an ad, who knows who's going to get it? You're going to get some angry faces. Even if you do, do the filters, people will still get angry. It's weird. Like I've run ads for my Kitty Quest Tarot, Justice. And, I get angry faces. People don't like it. They get offended. And, I don't know why they're following tarot and metaphysics if they want to get offended. I don't know why they get offended anyway. They're just cats. Maybe they don't like cats. So in your business, you're going to have to get used to that too. People are going to want to test you. If you find out you're a psychic, most people will want a reading or they'll ask you curious questions, but some people will just kind of be buttheads, honestly. They will. They'll be big buttheads, but you just laugh it off because, you know, they don't understand and it's something they're scared of because they don't know what it is. Of course, we know we're all psychic. They don't yet. I hope maybe they'll hear this podcast and change their mind. So let's say you start and you don't like it. That's why I was thinking, you know, make sure you don't lose, like quit all your jobs and stuff. Maybe try doing it part-time. Some of these places do have minimum hours you have to work, 20 hours a week, log in. You don't get paid for them if you don't get calls. You're logged in for 20 hours sitting there or, you know, piddling if you want, if you can get away with that. I can't do jewelry and wait for calls because I'm just, I know I'd be like in the middle of firing something. The phone would ring. I just know it all go wrong. So I don't do that. But, you know, say like one of my friends is she knits and sews and does a lot of like cloth craft and she can cloth craft while she's waiting for calls. And some people, most of the people I know are craft. I think I've mentioned this in the podcast before. A lot of people craft who do this work, some kind of crafting. And all of them I know do something just about. So definitely it's a good idea to have a second source of income if you find out you love it and you want to pursue it. It does take time to build a clientele and you really work it. You know, you really give it your all. You give them your heart. You give them your love. You give them your healing. And you help them clear their minds out. That's what I like to do. Get the minds cleared out. Make the mind work better. Make the thinking clearer. Make them understand themselves better. Not make them, but try. Help them understand themselves better. Help them finally get that feeling of, I love myself, and then I will love you. Like we talked about in Jennifer Love's podcast, the first Love Series one. So if any of you have any questions about if you're thinking about becoming professional or going professional, I welcome you to write me an email, lisa@weareallpsychic.com, or go through the website and fill out a contact form, and I'll answer some questions for you. I'm happy to. Other than that, we got some news coming up. We got Carol Starr coming back. She was supposed to come on Thursday, but Misty, she forgot it was her wedding anniversary. So we decided to wait and hold off so Misty could be there. We love it. Everybody loves Misty. I wish she were here right now. I'm kind of pretending she is. So yes, Carol's coming back, and we have another guest named Harold who will be on the show. I haven't scheduled that yet, but I'm hoping to. And Harold is really cool. He's a fan of the podcast, and that's how I found him. He found me. So he'll be on the podcast. Hopefully we'll get him in next week. And other than that, pro, last thing you really need, advice. I guess you need some advice if you want to go pro, other than the advice I have given you. So I would say, whatever area you're most focused on, like say it's tarot or astrology or numerology or palmistry, most people it's tarot, or they just have no tools. They just go answer or they have guides like I do. I work with my guides a lot for the chat readings because I can't do cards and type very quickly. And I think they might be wasting their money waiting for me to do cards. So I work with Morgana or Sam, my other guide usually. So the advice would be, kind of have a method in your head of how you do your readings. Be prepared for anything. Usually when you do your sample readings for, say, a phone line or a platform like that, the people you read for are great. Now, some people have told me they've had, like, the deadpan client who doesn't give away a thing. Usually, you know, they're quiet and they don't say anything. They don't give you much confirmation or validation if you're picking up on the right stuff. That's not a good or bad thing. That's just how they are. They're people. So use your senses and use your empathy and feel their heart, feel their mind. Don't focus on yourself during the reading ever, if you can help it, unless you have to go, oh, I got to think about how I got to phrase this or something. But always, or if you are going to think about you while you're giving the reading, think about how something you've been through is applicable to what they're going through. So you can relate. That helps a lot. Just to relate something, and these someone who calls, they feel understood. I feel understood about whatever I went through when I discuss that stuff. So like I had a client this morning, I was just writing back and forth with through the messages. On Everclear, we have like a free chat. We set up appointments and stuff. And sometimes some clients, I'll be like, just write whenever you want and keep me in touch. So she was saying, I hope it's healing for you too to give the readings. As you know, I've been really sick, and she's very considerate, and she asked after my health, and I've got a great medication now. I started taking Cymbalta, and it's helping both the depression and the pain is almost gone. No pain is so great. Oh my gosh. I'm going to jump up and down right now. Computer fall, cats go crazy. And one other thing I would like to say is don't burn yourself out. That's the worst feeling. That was the problem I had with platforms who wanted me to have a minimum number of hours. Plus, my health has always been up and down. That you can burn out really easily. I used to work the overnight shift then because I was new at that platform. And if I logged in during the day, I wouldn't get a call. Everybody else wanted to work the day, and they had the seniority. And they were able to get calls in the day. So I did it at night. And I did that for about a year and a half, four or five nights a week from probably around 11 to 12 at midnight, you know, until sometimes 10 or 11 or 12 in the morning, afternoon. It was fun, but I did burn out. And that is really serious. Because you can just like have a great business going. And when you burn out, you got to lay down, got to go to bed, got to meditate, got to get some Reiki, got to get yourself together. Because I can't heal anyone unless I feel good, unless I'm in a good place. And I won't do readings if I'm unhealthy or I can't deliver a reading. And I'll be honest about it. And clients always accept it. They understand. I think that's great. I love my clients. So, I guess that's about it for that. If you have any questions, email me. And if you want to try your own tarot deck, if you like cats, get you some Kitty Quest tarot, www.weareallpsychic.com. And always check out everclear.com. That is my sponsor. Everclear.com is an advice app and website where you can get advice from psychics and empaths. We've had a lot of advisors on this podcast who work for Everclear, and they are independent contractors and they own their own business. So, lastly, I want to thank Everclear. They are my sponsor. And lastly, I want to thank Misty for always being in spirit there or in person. And lastly, I want to thank you listeners and watchers. Thank you so much for always being there. You mean the world to us. We can't do this without you. Thank you. And if you want to be a guest, you know what to do. Email me. Leave a voice message on my Anchor app. Do something fun. Peace out.